Powered by Riverside. Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is volume 2025, episode number 12, our air date Thursday, March 20th, 2025. I am your host, C. Willie, joined again this week by...
Butter Pete.
She still is keeping me around. I'm not sure why, but I'm grateful. This week, we have a very special guest coming back to the show, Blue Sky. Welcome.
Yes, thank you guys so much for having me. I really appreciate being back on here.
Well, so good to see you again. We were just talking off air. It's been about a year that you joined us the first time. And my goodness, have things Definitely. Changed. Your career is just skyrocketing right now. Tell us a little bit about what some of the major highlights have been in this last year.
For sure. One of them, definitely huge, being I have a band now, which is definitely different, you know, from transitioning. And I still do a lot of solo work. But you know, even just having a band and being, having the ability to just be on the stage with other band members has been such a cool experience. And, you know, I get to bond with these band members and they're such cool people. And also, recording, you know, my originals, it's been about a year, in Nashville that I've recorded, American Carol and Color Me Pink. And so I'm very excited for those to be released here in the future. So many things have been quite busy too. So, yeah.
Well, and we can attest because we had the opportunity to see you and your band this summer in St. Clair at the Chamber of Commerce's Hoedown that they had. And then we saw you again at the Gratiot Cruise. Now, that's not to say those are the only two places you and your band have been because you're out every weekend, it seems. But the thing for a number of us that hadn't previously heard you and the band together that was exciting for everybody is how tight the sound is. You guys are right on point with everything you're doing. It's
Thank
amazing.
You. You know, I really appreciate that. I mean, all of them, they're so hardworking. And, you know, I really just really appreciate just having them working with me. It's great.
It's got to be exciting to you too. You know, you came to some, when we first were talking to you, you had been playing, opening up for Alan Turner and a lot of the shows that Alan had been doing. Now you're and you're out there with your gang. What a great transformation.
Oh
this
yeah,
has been.
Definitely. I mean, it's actually incredible. Because if 12-year-old me were looking on, you know, where I am now, I'd be like, wow, like what a drastic change, you know, over the years it's been. And, you know, honestly, like I'd just be so proud of myself because a lot of the things that I've accomplished, you know, with building a band and with transitioning from opening from the amazing Alan Turner and then, you know, even being a possible like headliner for some shows, it's like, it's crazy, you know? So,
how much fun it's got to be. And now talk a little bit about the balance. You're still in school. So you're still working hard at that. You're out playing some of these shows. You know, you got your weekends are all tied up. How are you keeping it together? Do you sleep a lot?
Yes. You want to know how you do that.
Yeah.
I want that.
I mean, I do take naps. I do take advantage of those, I will say. but yeah, I mean, balancing school life and, you know, music, I've been doing it for a while. So it's kind of just second nature to me because I've always had, you know, little things here and there after school. And, you know, I've kind of just, it's kind of second nature. Like I've done it for, you know, many, many years now. And so I just think just still being in school is really great too, because I'm still able to experience, you know, being a senior, doing those things, you know, participating in softball, which I'm going to be starting next week. So
Oh, yeah. My goodness. So just throw one more thing in.
Yeah, I was a part of the mock trial club too. So I was a part of different extracurriculars. But just doing things like that, it makes me happy and I have fun. And, you know, being busy, you know, it's honestly, it's kind of cool sometimes because you get to do what you love and it's great. So.
Well, and I think you have a major advantage. Quarter Peep and I have gotten to know your mom and dad, and you have an amazing support network there. And that's got to help too.
100%. I'm so grateful for my parents and everything that they've done. I mean, to be honest, you know, I really would not be where I am today, even on this interview with you guys, without my parents. So,
well, that's fantastic. Yeah. We're jealous. We're great.
Yeah, we know when we're going to one of your shows, we get to see them, and it's always fun to catch up with them too. Yeah. So it's double advantage
They're
there.
They're amazing people. Yeah.
So we were talking too, and this first song that we've got queued up is called "Color Me Pink." Mm-hmm. This is not going to be released officially released until October of this year. And you mentioned, why is that? What's the background with delaying that release?
Well, I figured that this would be the best time to release it because October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And since this whole song deals with the message around breast cancer and really my whole mom's struggle through that, which was... she's such a fighter, and you know, I give all of that courage and all of that strength to her. You know, God really helped her and, you know, put his guiding hand. And so with that message, you know, that the song is revolved around and, you know, releasing during that time, I figured that it was the best timing and it correlated the best. So.
You bet. Yeah. And of course, there are so many activities, so many things that go on, and the importance. And I'll just go off on my own tangent here from my professional background. Women schedule and follow through with your annual mammograms. It's extremely important. Yes. It's one of those things that I really advocate. And men, there are annual health screenings for us as well. Prostate cancer is a big thing, as our heart and lung issues. There are scans for all of that. Folks, pay attention to your health. Now I will get off my soapbox and we will get back to the music, which is why we are here. So this song has a great deal to do then with the own struggles that you and your family went through.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Let's give this one a listen. Color Me Pink from Blue Sky.
Driving down 16 on the way to the show. It's 2021 and I'm 13 years old. My mama got a call that nobody wants to hear. She said, color me in pink. She said, color me in pink. Get ready for the fight. Ready for the fight, my dear. Color me pink. Take me down, live strong and stand your ground. God's inside, here's my line, let me hear you roar. Keep on trying, keep on finding some more. Color me pink. taking no more. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Color Me Pink from Blue Sky.
I love it. Oh my gosh. And I can't wait.
I'm so excited.
Send me on my Spotify list.
That is a powerful song, and knowing the backstory for that and the fact that that's the backstory for so many hundreds of thousands of women that have gotten through this, but knowing your mom and knowing that it's personal and that's beautiful.
It's so, I mean, this song, especially the whole message, you know, it's so close to home and, you know, just this whole song, it means a lot to me. And, you know, I'm very excited for it to be released later this year. So
we'll watch for that in October. Mm-hmm. You know, your sound, and we talked about this when we first met you, but your sound is definitely unique. You're not cookie cutter. Mm-hmm. You're not manufactured music that we're hearing so much. And you need to be proud of that too, because that's setting you apart. There's no question about that. You hear it in that song. You said yourself, you're a senior in high school. That is a very mature song and a very mature sound. You are advanced so much. And even just what we've heard in the last year, Blue Sky, it's so much fun. It's so gratifying for us. We were talking about this before we started rolling the show tonight, that we're like the proud parents now. You know? look what she's doing.
Thank you guys. I know. I really appreciate all your support, you know.
Well, and how has it been from your end? You talk about how great it's been having the band. Have you felt like, hey, I'm doing things a little differently now? I'm doing things that I maybe didn't expect to do?
Yeah, definitely. You know, a lot of that correlates with my whole transition. You know, how Alan Turner's a country artist. And in my new band, I've been focusing a lot more on, you know, the rock aspect of it. And, you know, that's just because of the songs of I listen to more of that genre. And, you know, I think it's really cool to incorporate and play and perform that type of music. And so definitely that transition of music was definitely a change before what I had and now. But I think it's so cool because I also even still do like a variety of music where I do classic rock, like Fleetwood Mac in there as well. And so I think it's so cool just playing that music with my band. And I even do it by myself. Like I've been playing, I just recently added like a Amy Winehouse song to my set list.
All right. Like, good for
things
you.
Like that. It's so cool. So.
Well, and I know from the times that we've had the opportunity to see you this summer, and in particular at the Gratiot Cruise over there at Pete's Cutting Board, you had some amazing covers that you guys were playing in that, some old classic rock. You had, and I do recall now that you mentioned that, some of the Fleetwood Mac. You can do that. And it doesn't sound like, you know, the typical garage band doing the song. You're playing it. You're knocking it out of the park.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You bet.
Well, we're so proud of you. We are just
thank
so
you
proud
so
of
much.
You have something about some of the songs that you've written, and the one that we're going to be talking about here. Now, this show is coming out on the 20th of March. This song will have just been out for a week, American Carol. You have some patriot in you. you have, and I go back to America's middle class that, to me was very Americana, very, real and hometown feel. And we work hard and we don't get knocked down, or when we do get knocked down, we get back up. And that's your American Carol is very much along those lines. Tell us a bit about this.
Yeah, so, this is going to reach all social platforms on March 14th. This song really talks about, how hard, soldiers, you know, in any aspect, you know, the Army, the Navy, the Marines, whatever, they're a part of. It's just like, it's giving tribute to the courage that I know as myself, I could never have. And the fact that they're willing to lay their lives out on the line for us, you know, Americans, you know, just living our daily lives. I feel like a lot of people, you know, who live their day-by-day lives, don't really stop and think, you know, how we even got this freedom in the first place. And that was through fighting back. And that, that's still achieved today by all those soldiers that, you know, are voluntarily, you know, putting their lives on, sacrificing their lives for us. And I think that's so incredible. And just having the courage to do that, you know, mm-hmm. I think it's so, like I said before, like, I know I don't have that. And just the fact that they can do that, you know, literally every day. And it's constantly in their minds that they're going to be fighting, you know, on the lines, is so incredible to me. And actually, too, the name American Carol, that's also a tribute to my grandmother because her name was Carol. So.
All right. Oh, that's awesome. Well, I have to brag, too, because Quarter Peep is a Marine. And she did that all for us as well. And I agree with you, Blue Sky. I don't know that I could have done it. You know, I look at what they did and the sacrifice that she made, and I wonder that as well. And I also am afraid of her because I think she could kick my butt anytime she wants to.
I haven't shown him all the moves, so he's
scared. Oh, no, but again, another important piece of work that you've done, and, you know, really pointing out something that we all should be doing, and that's being grateful to the folks that have gone before us so that we can have a show like this, so that we can listen to you play your music.
Yeah, I think it's incredible.
All right. Let's give this one a listen. Recently released American Carol from Blue Sky.
Was a whisper, bells of freedom rang true. There's a storm on the horizon. Here comes the red, white, and blue. Bless the bread, the baker, the Lord. He's a maker in America. When the world is in peril, sing this American carol. Everybody. Of the brave, freedom taken to the grave by those who would not cave. Love the taste of the pride. Oh, thank God is on my side in America. When the world is in peril, sing this American carol. Everybody sing with me from sea to shining sea. Let the country
felt that rock influence. Yes. And the dog loved it too, by the way. She was like dancing around.
Another important song, though. It's you are writing material. You're writing songs that have more than just popcorn messages. These are important for folks to hear.
100%. I feel like, you know, it's really good to bring awareness to, you know, those who serve our country. And so I wanted to be part of that.
No question. No question at
all. Well, I can tell you right now, they appreciate it. It just takes one line in a song. Mm-hmm. To change the way how they're thinking mm-hmm. that day. So I appreciate
yes, thank
that.
You.
Thank you.
Well, we know you've been busy. We know you've got lots more on tap and getting ready to play softball too. So we're going to have to get that schedule. What's on tap for you right now? What do you have in the near future here? Now, again, we're coming out the 20th of March. I'm sure you've got shows, weekends, and so forth post that. But where can we find out about where you're going to be playing?
Well, you know, this month especially, I'm going to be playing, or I have events almost every weekend. So you can find a lot of the things that I'm doing on my website. And also my Facebook, but my website is Blue Sky, SKYE, official, me or official at, .com. Sorry. So blueskyofficial.com.
Right.
That's my website. And you can find a lot of, my future events on there. And you can even, go to where all my music is and, you know, it's linked there as well. And then you can find a lot of my where I'm playing my upcoming schedules on my Facebook, which is Blue Sky, SKYE again, and Riley, RILEY. And you can find a bunch of information. And I post things here and there of, you know, supporting my band members as well. And just little upcoming things. Whether they're duos, whether they're solos, or solo gigs, or whether they're band gigs. So I have all of that information on there as well.
Well, and we can attest it's a great show. You are a great performer. The quality, the songs, cover or your originals, so much fun. And we love you.
Thank you.
You're just a wonderful
Thank
performer.
You.
We're a fan.
Yeah, I've you come bet. A long way. I can tell. Yeah,
you have, and it's been fun watching everything happen. It really has. Lots more to go. You got lots more to go. We know
yes,
that for sure.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Quarter Peep, who do we have coming up next?
Yes, so we have Blues Dad.
We're kind of keeping with this color theme. So yes, Blues Dad going to be joining us. We're looking forward to that. Blue Sky, thank you so much
yes.
for being a part of this show
thank
tonight.
Thank you so much for having me. You know, I really appreciate being back on the show. You guys are such lovely people. And, you know, I really do thank you guys for your support. So,
absolutely. It's easy to support you,
thank
too.
Thank you.
No. Hey, folks, for all of you out there listening, we appreciate your support of this show as well. You can catch us on all of the major podcast platforms. We're out there on YouTube now. As well, you can find us on the Podcast Radio Network. We're very excited about all of that. If you have some ideas, another performer like Blue Sky that you'd like us to get on the show, drop us an email at vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. You can find out where we're going to be as well, our website, vehiclecitysound.com. And like us on Facebook, too. Every now and then, there's some fun stuff going on there. We have a good time. That's for sure. Blue Sky, thank
yes.
you one more time for being here.
Thank
we appreciate
you guys.
It.
I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody, for listening, and be good.